Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Ooh. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me, Little Chicago, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ed Kopf, K-O-P-F. Ed Kopf is our, Edward J., by the way, Edward J. Kopf is our,
right,
is our guest and our longtime Brain Trust member, co-founder of BMC Associates. Bravo, Mike Charlie, BMCAssociates.com. Check it out, folks, and they're in the business of helping businesses just like yours and mine mediate challenges internally, or maybe even externally with vendors, perhaps, and maybe hold the get the relationship healed, or sometimes it just has to, you just have to break up, don't you, Ed? And tell us what that looks like.
Well, I'll tell you, one thing that I think people should keep in mind is that breaking up when it's done can feel real good. I just finished working with one of our colleagues with a group of three owners of a consulting business that they built to great value and discovered they actually tried to heal their situation, develop a partnership charter to guide their future. That didn't work out, and at that point they decided the only thing they could do was separate. There are a lot of ways to separate. They considered selling to a third party. They considered splitting the business by business lines. Ultimately, one of them was bought out by the other two. Mm-hmm. And I have seen people suffer in business before, but not a whole lot more than this trio.
Wow.
As they thought they were stuck together forever in what had become torture.
A sentence, and, right? A conviction and sentence.
Right. And they
doing hard time. It's called doing hard time with your partners.
Yeah, that's right. I think I'd rather be in jail sometimes than doing hard time with my partners. But they just finished reaching an agreement on how that buyout would work. And they, to watch how happy they are, I should say relieved, first of all, but how happy they are, too. It just is an object lesson for me in how much better off people can sometimes be by giving up that original dream of staying together and each going their own way.
Explain why they couldn't come to this. I mean, I know you guys are good at what you do, and what you do is needed. But why is it that we get stuck ourselves and can't find these solutions on our own? What was it? Is it ego? Is it pride? What is it that causes us to get stuck ourselves?
Well, it's probably all of the seven deadly sins wrapped up together.
Sloth and
in this particular case, in this particular case and in many others, I would say it really came down to loss of trust. And you know, once that's broken, it's hard to put anything back together again. So, you know, people who were friends, people who were colleagues, you're getting business together, and mm-hmm. at some point, some canker starts eating away at it, and that trust erodes. You know, he's not working as hard as I am,
right.
Or I noticed that it looks like the books aren't quite balancing, although I can't say how. And once mm-hmm. that hint of distrust gets in there,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's possible to restore it, but not too often. And that's what happened with these folks. They lost trust and worked real hard to figure out how to stay together with the best of help, I'd like to say.
Are you finding cases where, of course, sometimes it's one person's fault. There's one person who's just, you know, recalcitrant, they just can't be dealt with. But are there times when all the parties are really good people, they just can't get along together?
Oh, absolutely. Just was working with a
couple. Well, you can't really find the bad guy?
I'm sorry?
And, you know, where you really can't identify who the bad guy is.
No, right. Almost every case. Actually, one thing that I find interesting is this is a case where we're just working with two brothers who and family business more than 100 years old. And it was, you know, their charge to keep it going, but they just didn't seem to be able to. And trust was a big issue here, but they did the same thing so many of our clients did. Each of them came up to us confidentially and said, you know, my brother's a good guy, but I think he may need psychiatric treatment. Mm. And, you know, everybody mm-hmm. thinks the other guy or gal.
I'm okay. I'm okay. You're not.
That's right. So, you know, these are really good people, but their trust, their confidence, whatever it is in one another breaks down. So naturally, life is going to be better if they can get on beyond right. that and create some new relationships mm-hmm. and use their talent and their entrepreneurship to build something that's going to work better.
Well, shouldn't you start any kind of a resolution process like that by saying life is too short?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, one of the techniques we use, this is sort of inside baseball at this point, but one of the techniques we use is, in some cases, before trying to figure out what the problem is and resolve it, say, you all need to figure out how you're going to break up if we can't solve this problem.
Right. You hit them with that right up front, don't you?
Yeah. And once they see that breaking up can work, once they understand the dimensions of it,
it gives them a different perspective as you go into the mediation. Hey, Ed, always a pleasure. Great job again today. Come back again real soon.
I'm glad to do it, Jim.
Ed Kopp, ladies and gentlemen. Edward J. Kopp, to be exact. BMCAssociates.com is the website. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.